What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Well, Steve, we're joined by Jake Pishu, PIO, the Public Information Officer for Louisiana State Police Troop B. I got to imagine, Jacob, y'all are happy that that decision was made.
Yes, it keeps people off the road, and it's very smart. You know, this is all a team effort, and that's everybody, even the Pelicans and the Saints.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Jacob, a lot of questions about road closures continuing today. In our area, what are some of the most important that you can talk about with us?
You know, it's pretty much the same that it was yesterday. We did try to keep... you know, the GNO and the Huey P. Long, as well as the Hill Boggs Bridge, open to one lane as long as we could yesterday. This is still closed as of today. Once it froze over, they closed those down yesterday. They are working to try to get one lane. First responders or emergency personnel can cross, but it's still shut down. There's still a thick layer of snow, and the ice has set in now. So we're working on getting everything open.
Yeah. Got some texts earlier about whether or not Highway 90 or Highway 61 Airline Highway is whether between New Orleans and Baton Rouge, whether that's open.
Yes, it is. For the most part, again, there's still snow and this ice on the road, especially over little bridges that you'd get to, particularly in the St. Charles, St. John area, in our area. And then as you get closer to Baton Rouge, there's some small bridges. Those will definitely be iced over. So just be careful as you're going.
And all of the overpasses are a challenge as well. I mean, I came into work this morning down Canal Boulevard, Canal Street, and it was like an ice skating rink.
Yes. Yes, we are seeing that. I got a picture from a trooper who's out there, and it was the causeway on-ramp to I-10, and somebody had slid in the ice, and their car is now stuck until we can get it out of the snow. So always when it comes to these kinds of events and freezes, bridges and overpasses always tend to freeze first. That's why there's those signs out there. So, again, if you're traveling on the roads that are open, just be mindful of when those spots do you're approaching those spots, because more than likely they still will have the ice on them. And also, I forgot to mention, Earhart is open in some spots, but we have seen a lot of most of our crashes have happened there, especially overnight. So please just be slow in that area, because there are elevated portions of Earhart, very brief portions, but there's ice there too.
You know, it's interesting, and, you know, you've been around a long time. I was around a long time. There's no better way to just completely mess up, screw your day, ruin your day, than to spin out, end up in the grass, and you can't get out. And, you know, you got tow trucks that are there. The calls for service for them are backed up. You could be sitting there for hours on end, freezing to death. And, you know, it's just for what?
Right. I mean, why are we out and about? We, like I've said multiple times through the past 24 plus hours, that when there is an emergency that arises, we understand you may have to get somewhere. But if you don't, there's no reason to be out. And the vast majority of people that we're encountering, they're just out and about, and there's not a good excuse.
Your calls for service today, where do they stand? Have y'all noticed a trend where more people are getting out there and, of course, you know, spinning out?
We're seeing more vehicles on the road, but as of right now, it seems like people are staying very safe. They're just handling business, whatever they're having to do, and they're being safe about it. For the most part. But again, we're encouraging people to just stay home as this melts. And as it continues to melt with the rising temperatures today, even though it's not going to get that high, it will melt. And that ice is just going to harden and continue to set in through at least till tomorrow.
Yeah. And to those that don't want to heed the advice, they may want to consider this. I said, if you got a rear-wheel drive car, you don't want to go any faster than 5 miles an hour. Front-wheel drive, you could probably do a little bit more, and four-wheel drive, just a little bit more, but not in excess of 10 miles an hour, because you have no control, right?
Right. There is no control, especially. Earlier this morning, I kind of attribute it to really the only thing we would know is during a hard rain, if you hit a water patch or anything like that, you can you fishtail or you spin out, right? Hydroplane.
Yeah.
Very similar. However, with ice, it's so slippery that it can cause so much havoc, and it'll be haywire where you cannot control anything. At least in a hydroplane, you may be able to control a little bit when your tires hit the pavement, but the ice is not going to allow you to do that here.
Yeah, well, the whole way that your car works with what do they call it, anti skidding or whatever.
Yes. You have your anti brakes and
it doesn't work the same way on ice, does it?
No, not at all. That's specifically for if you hit a water patch, not ice.
Yeah. And so don't think that the car with all the bells and whistles are going to protect you from the ice situation. And the difference between the puddle and ice is that the puddle is a small, defined piece of geography, area, where ice is, everything's iced. So there's no escape.
Right. The rubber of the tires has to touch the actual pavement or the concrete and just to get some traction or to be able to stop. And with that ice, it's not allowing you to do that.
So the bridges will continue to probably just be open for first responder community only. That'll be day by day. I anticipate probably nothing before tomorrow afternoon then, right?
I would agree. DOTD's out and about making their assessments, and as they put things out, we will also push that out, and everybody can pay attention to the 511 communication, either the phone line, dial 511, 511LA.org, or the mobile app.
Jacob, we have a bunch of snow plows that have been deployed, and they're beginning to do their work. I've been getting pictures from folks on the highway. A snow plowed road does not necessarily equate to meaning no ice on the road, right?
That is 100% correct. That ice, especially at the bottom layer, when the snow has started to melt, that ice can still set in. Again, just because you see a road open and there's no snow in the way, it doesn't mean that there's not ice. And especially everybody talks about the black ice, and it's not that it's another color or anything. It's just the fact that it's invisible, essentially. And what you're seeing is the road, but there is ice on top of it.
So, again, as it relates to the recommendation relative to speed, if you're on a snow-plowed road, it doesn't mean that you're good to go at 35 miles an hour. I mean, every mile an hour increase in speed, you're increasing your level of risk out there, and we just need to recognize that. So we're not going – if you're going to go out there, you're not going anywhere in a hurry.
Not at all. The speed limit is there for ideal conditions, and this is definitely not ideal, and it won't be again probably till closer towards the weekend. And so if, again, we want everybody to stay at home, but if you must go somewhere, please leave in enough time to get to your destination in enough time. We don't want you to be speeding or hurrying on the roads.
Yeah, and I know that there's a lot of people that have elderly parents that they're taking care of or others that may be sick in the family and things of that nature. Everybody recognizes that, but you're not going to get there in a quick way. And it's interesting, I drove downtown from Metairie the last couple of days for work. At five miles an hour, I made it here in 17 minutes. I mean, there's no traffic. So if you just go 5 miles an hour, you just continue to plug away at 5 miles an hour, and it takes no time at all. Had I gone 30, I might have got here 3 minutes faster.
Right. That's exactly it. And I like to tell people, I mean, yes, you may won't need to get to your family member, kind of like you said, to take care of them, or you may have that emergency, but you have to get there to be able to take care of that person or deal with that emergency. And if you're speeding, especially on the ice, you're not going to get there in any time.
The website that people can go to where y'all have posted on road openings and closures is what again?
So that's DOTD's site. It's 511LA.org. And then anything that they that DOTD does push out, we will push out as well on our social media, on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Absolutely. Final thoughts?
You know, again, we just want people to stay home. We know that people are getting antsy and they want to get out, but please just give it some more time. Let's get these roads safe so that we can just get back to some sort of normalcy. It's weird that we tend to say that a couple times a year with these weather events, but stay home unless you have to be on the road. If you have to be on the road for any reason, please watch your speed and wear your seatbelt.
I love that Adams Family saying that says, define normal for me, Jim.
Right. Yeah, yeah. It's a very good quote.
Especially in your business. Define normal for me. Thank you so much for joining us. Jacob Pischu, PIO for Louisiana State Police, Troop B. Thank you all for all that y'all are doing. We certainly appreciate it. Stay safe and stay warm.